With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says a maritime aid corridor to Gaza could begin operating this weekend.
Ursula von der Leyen called the humanitarian crisis in Gaza dire. The UN has warned that a growing number of children are dying of starvation and dehydration. This plan aims to complement other aid deliveries by land from Egypt and airdrops. It's backed by other non-EU partners, including the US, Britain and the United Arab Emirates. They'd like a ship to depart by Sunday, just before Ramadan starts. Many details of how the plan would work still aren't clear. Israel has welcomed the initiative. A foreign ministry spokesman said security checks would be carried out, as he put it, in accordance with Israeli standards, without elaborating.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. An expelled congressman says he'll try for a comeback.
Former New York Congressman George Santos says he's running for Congress again. On the social media site X, Santos posted a message he'll challenge Republican Congressman Nick LaLota for his seat, which is a different district than what Santos represented before he was expelled. LaLota, who serves part of Long Island, was a leader of the effort to expel Santos. He says he welcomes the chance to beat Santos in a primary. Santos was in Washington for President Biden's State of the Union address. I'm Jackie Quinn.
GOP officials have voted to install Donald Trump's hand-picked chair of the Republican National Committee. Party members on Friday in Houston elected North Carolina Republican Michael Whatley as party chairman. Whatley's part of a leadership slate that will include the former president's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, as co-chair. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points, the Nasdaq dropped 188. This is SRN News. All this week, SRN News has been highlighting the perspective and biblical teachings of Dr. Jack Graham, senior pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. He's a prominent evangelical whose PowerPoint broadcast ministry carries the Word of God from the Prestonwood pulpit to 92 other countries every week. Now in his seventh decade, Pastor Graham is showing no signs of slowing down.
God has given me incredible energy and health, and I'm grateful for that. So we can't quit. I say, if you're not dead, you're not done. You keep going, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's always my perspective. When God called anyone to serve him, it should be a commitment to our last day, to our last breath, to do what God has called us to do.
Pastor Graham closed this year's National Religious Broadcasters Association convention. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street pulled back from its record heights following a shaky day of trading, putting at least a temporary halt to its huge rally since Halloween. The S&P 500 slipped 0.7% from its all-time high. It initially climbed after mixed data on the U.S. job market bolstered hopes for easier interest rates. Later, it swung to a loss after one of its most influential stocks, NVIDIA, took a rare stumble following its jaw-dropping rise. The Dow was down 68 points to finish at 38,722. The Nasdaq lost 188 points to 16,085. The S&P 500 dropped 33 points to 5123. New York oil fell 92 cents. To $78.01 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.